Listening task, page 152. You will hear someone giving advice on how to travel wisely. For questions 1 to 10, complete the notes about things to remember when traveling. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at the notes.
And finally on today's holiday programme, we have the highly talented travel writer Jonathan Regis to give us a few tips on how to travel wisely. Welcome to the studio, Jonathan.
Thanks, Bill.
So, what words of advice do you have for our listeners?
Well, Bill, first of all, before you even book your holiday, make sure that your passport is valid, as getting a new one can take up to 6 weeks. Secondly, find out if you need a visa to travel to the country you're planning to visit.
So where would you go to get a visa?
You have to go to the embassy of the country you want to visit. Also, it's a good idea to go to the bank and buy some local currency of the country you're going to.
Isn't it easier to exchange money at the airport?
Yes, but at a bank you'll get a much better exchange rate than you would at an airport. But don't take too much cash with you. It can easily be lost or stolen. It's safer to take traveller's cheques because they can only be exchanged for cash by the person whose name is on them. Furthermore, if they're stolen, the bank will give you new ones.
A lot of holidays get off to a bad start when travellers encounter problems at the airport. What can they do about this?
Well, the first thing to do is to make sure that you keep all travel documents in your hand luggage where they can be easily reached. You'll be amazed how many people actually pack their tickets and passports in their suitcases. Also, if you're taking any medication, carry the doctor's prescription with you. Otherwise, customs officers might think that you're smuggling drugs.
Any final suggestions?
Yes, one more thing. It might sound unimportant, but when flying long distances, make sure that you wear comfortable shoes. I'll never forget the first time I flew to the States. I took my shoes off only to find that I couldn't get them back on again when we arrived. Very embarrassing, I must say.
Jonathan, thanks very much for sharing your advice with our viewers today. Now, on to the subject of your new book.